There's evidence that we're running out of time.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM. KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bills, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday at 12:30 p.m., outreach ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now, let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Beal, Director at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Beal by email at lowercasepb@bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know, I am always excited to come into your house, into your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I'm excited, amen, about what God is doing in the spirit realm. Praise God. How the Lord is moving, how the Lord is delivering, how folk are testifying about the power of God and how I see God's hand has been laying upon his people, how God has given us a special anointing in the midst of our services this year. I am excited because I told the church, amen, praise the Lord, Victory Temple, amen, that this year is an even year. I call it Even Steven, amen, meaning that everything is going to be leveled out, amen, praise the Lord. There are greater things that God is going to do in the year 2012. There's a balance, amen, praise the Lord, that God is bringing to those that seek him, those that seek his face, those that have made covenant with him according to sacrifice. Amen. God has a plan, amen, to elevate, amen, the people of God, to heal the people of God this year. Amen. Miracles, that's right, like never before. Amen. I believe, God, that souls are going to be saved like never before in this year. This is the year of harvest. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk today, amen, on the subject of modify. Amen. I know we've been talking about presenting our bodies, amen, a living sacrifice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Holy and acceptable unto God. But now I realize that after doing all that, we have to modify, amen, praise the Lord, our body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Modify the body. After it's cleaned up, we have to make sure that if we, after we have killed out everything that is not like God in our mind, in our heart, this body has to be also dead to the things that once used to control the thought pattern of your mind and the things that used to seek in your heart to cause you to defile this body, which is the temple of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you keep up with current events, but I was looking how that this family, amen, this mother and father was, amen, charged, amen, from allowing an 8-year-old child to have tattoos over her body. The regular law came against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God's word has been against it from the beginning. But it seems that because we live in this world, amen, well, Satan is the prince of the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that our bodies, amen, has, amen, became a safe haven. If I would put it this way, for a lot of people, amen, that don't receive the Spirit of God into their lives, amen, Satan has, amen, built a stronghold, amen, to where he is able to bruise you and to take your body through things that is not godly and cause you to have long-term sufferings. Amen, praise the Lord. And to have, amen, praise the Lord, things that is contrary to what God has planned for us. The scripture today that I would like to talk from would be, amen, Romans the 6th chapter and verse, amen, praise the Lord, number, amen, 4. I'm going to take that back to Romans 6, 7 and 4. Romans 7 and 4. Amen. And the word says, wherefore, my brethren, ye are also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. This is a strong scripture, amen, praise the Lord, that is given as Paul, amen, expound to the church. Because you got to understand, these epistles was written to the church. Amen. These epistles was written to the church because the church is in warfare with the flesh. That's right. There's warfare with the flesh. And the church is spiritual. And we have to have the word to guide us, that we could recognize who we are and what God's purpose is for our lives. Your hands are important to God. Your eyes are important to God. Your feet are important to God. Every limb in your body is important to God. And it must be modified. And that means to, amen, things that comes to cause it to be used contrary to God's word, it needs to be killed out, because that's what modified means, to kill. To kill. Paul said, wherefore, my brethren, ye are also become dead to the law by the body of Christ. The law was written as a schoolmaster. The law was written that we will have a guide to restrain from things that will cause us to go contrary to God's word. Things that will cause us to be embarrassed and say that we are Christians. Things that will cause us to be embarrassed that says that we belong to God. Because God, amen, praise the Lord, is holy, and he wanted us to be separated. So he gives the law. The Bible says the law come by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So God gives us a law through Moses. That's in John, first chapter. He gives us the law by Moses, the law, to cause us to abstain from these things that will kill our bodies and stop us from presenting our body as a vessel to God. It's important. It is very important. You know, your body is so important, and I see people every day that don't understand how important just your body is. You know, we got so many different people comes out with so many different type of dietary plans, so many different types of exercises. They are sounding an alarm to us, but we're not paying attention that God from the beginning sound an alarm for our bodies, because he knew the value. He knew, amen, praise the Lord, the depths, amen, praise the Lord, of this body being pure from sin, from pestilence, from the diseases, from the many things that we put our bodies through that is not pleasing to God, because our thought pattern has been blinded by sin. Blinded by sin. And we must understand today that Paul said, wherefore, my brethren, he's talking to the church. He's saying that the law, amen, praise the Lord, by the body of Christ, that we should, amen, be married. In other words, he said, now that you are married to Jesus, your body belongs to God, not to the styles of this world, not to, amen, the different types of polluted spirits that this world presents to you, because he's We see now, and we see people all the time. I want to bring this out, because it is a slave, a master, it is unclean spirit that causes you to pierce your body. I can't understand this. I understand that it's demonic to where your mind is so darkened to where you got to have 4 or 5 earrings hanging out your lip inside of your neck, it all over your eyebrows and on your tongues. It's pitiful to see that We are searching for something to be identified with. And all you can see is the influence of demons to severely persecute the temple of God. Because that's what your body was purposed for, to be the temple of God. We can see how to severely persecute and condemn our own body. But we can't find a way to purify it before God. We have a problem. We have a problem. And I know some of you are saying, well, why are you preaching about modifying? Because there's spirits in your life that you need to kill out. It's not good for you. It's not good for your children. It's not good for God. And Paul was concerned about the church, letting the church know that you are married to Jesus. And because you are married to Jesus, you need to be in the image that God made you. Not in the image of this world, in to be like and have the likability of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. More, amen, imminent in your life than the likability of God's spirituality that he has, amen, praise the Lord, purposely, amen, modified for our lives. It is the mission of the church to bring souls unto Christ. We that are believers have been crucified from the works of the flesh. Therefore, we no longer work the motions of the flesh that is pertaining to the law. There must be a separation that takes place within our life. We must recognize, and I know I've been on this for 3 weekends in a row about the Bible. It's so important because people are coming up with infectious diseases because they are putting their bodies in the way of the lust of this world and not recognizing that anytime you pierce your body or tattoo it up, amen, praise the Lord, you are infecting your bloodstream in a way that's shortening your life and causing not only you, but your offspring to be messed up. It's just like crack. Crack have killed more babies than the Holocaust. Crack is a dangerous thing. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It'll make you sell your mama. Glory be to God. That's how low it is. It'll make you rob your mama. This is a low demon that we're dealing with. And you know, people say, well, you ain't prophesying to me. Amen, praise the Lord, because I want to hear good things. I'm trying to tell you good things. I'm trying to tell you that there's things in your life that you have to separate from that's killing you. In order for you to understand the knowledge of God, this to me is good teaching. But we must live according to the work of the Spirit. That's a work in the spirit realm that God still want to do in your life. And I love this about the Lord. No matter how messed up you are, how messed up you've been, God can always send a word in your life and straighten your life out. There ain't nothing that God cannot purify. There's nothing that God cannot heal. But you got to want to give it to the Lord. I'm talking to somebody today. You know, glory be to God, that your life was better Glory to God. But you, then what it is now. But you became a slave to sin. Just like those poor kids over in Africa that make chocolate that we eat every day. They are slaves. They work hard. They don't get paid. Amen. For making chocolate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Picking it out of the fields. Cleaning it. If you want to say that. Amen. Praise the Lord. They just get a meal to give them strength. They are slaves. In Sierra Leone, they are slaves. Making somebody else rich. Making somebody else look good. And their lives going raggedy. That's what the devil plan is for your life. That's why when you used to look like a beauty queen, now you look like a monster. That's why when you used to look like you was that in a bag of chips, now the devil done sucked you up like a vacuum cleaner. Because you presented your healthy body, your good looks, your masculine body to the enemy. And he took you down like 1, 2, 3. Now you're standing on the curb needing a makeover. Oh, my God, I'm about to preach up in here. It's getting hot up in here. Glory be to God. You need a makeover now, but your mind ain't right. Glory be to God. Your mind not right. In other words, you are afraid to bring yourself to the mirror. You are afraid to look in the mirror. You are afraid to face reality. But I want you to know today there is a way out. Glory be to God. Somebody love you. Jesus love you. Jesus want to restore you. Jesus want to make you all over again. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:1, his head is not shortened. That's right. His hands are long. No matter how low you are, no matter how deep you are in this stuff, no matter how deep you are, God can reach down into the depths of the darkness in your life and turn your life in the day. Glory be to God. And I'm talking to every backslider. I'm talking to every sinner. And I'm talking to every saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to you that's sitting on the back pew in the church or in the back chair of the church. You ready to walk out the door. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Something is knocking on your door and ready to suck you, amen, into the vacuum cleaner. Some of you caught up in that spider web. Glory be to God that you got to have whatever it is that's taking your body out. You don't need to have it. I went back to my hometown. I've seen young men and women that when I was going to school, they was it in a bag of chips. Some of these young ladies, they were beauty queens. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And I look at them when I go home and look at them on the streets. Amen. Praise the Lord. They look like a bulldozer that ran over them because the devil got their minds. They don't know, amen, praise the Lord, that their life has been purposed by God. And if you tell them anything about God, the devil had them so immune to where, amen, praise the Lord, they shun the very truth. Sister, brother, you don't need to be that low. Till when you got to identify yourself with sin. You don't need to be so low to where you can't hear the voice of God. And I'm telling you, God can do anything. He can clean up anything. He can take anything and make it right. I want to go to a little bit more of this word. Our bodies are not the members of a harlot. No, 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 no. Your body is not the members of a harlot. That ain't what God made. God didn't make your body to be a harlot. I heard a young lady the other day say that she was born a lesbian. I want to tell her she wasn't born a lesbian. She was born in sin. And that's why you're the way you are, because you can't see the light. Man, you were not born a homosexual. That's because you're in sin. It's in the Bible. You were not born a transvestite. Oh, Lord, I messed up in this radio. You were not born, amen, praise the Lord, to do the things that you are doing. You, amen, was made in the image of God, and you allow the darkness of Satan from a strong desire, lasciviousness, the strongest lust, to come into your life and defile your body, which is the temple of God. How can you be a woman in a man's body? How can you be a man in a woman's body? Oh, glory to God. And when you're both ways, y'all ain't helping me. Hey, when you're anyway, you're messed up. But both ways, you are in the pollution of this world. And I want to say to this saved woman that is selling her body for passion, trying to find the right man. You ain't gonna never find the right man, because you are immune to the lusts of your flesh. You are immune to the pleasure of prostitution. There used to be a time when women used to stand on the corner, prostitute their bodies. They still do. But now men are doing the same thing. Glory be to God, burning in their lusts. This is not the will of God. I know this ain't popular to some of you, but these are the times that we are living in. We're living in the times that we will not recognize God. We don't want to recognize what our lives is all about. A harlot means prostitute. That's what it means. Now, prostitution can be used in many ways. It can be used in many ways, because here's a picture for the church. In the Old Testament, amen, it was used to describe the wicked conduct of Israel when they worship false gods. And to you, as Paul says, that now, amen, we are married to Christ. We should not be married to another. Paul is telling us that when we worship anything else and present our bodies to anything else, amen, praise the Lord, we become a harlot other than Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus, the word said to Israel, God said to Israel, don't cause your children to pass through the fire. Woman, if you grew up in that house and you got a different man every month, every day, every year, and you got daughters, think about it. I'm going to say it again. If you grow up in the housewoman with a different man every day, every month, or every year, and you got daughters, they're going to do the same thing. It's a spirit. This spirit makes a transition in the heart. The environment takes over the mind in the heart. I'm going to have to go to the top of the hour right now. I'm coming back. Glory be to God at the top of the hour. God bless you.
This is radio station KAYT.
You know, I cannot see how.
Gina Alexandria.
I read in the paper.
88.1.
Where they said that homosexuals make better parents. I'm not for that.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
are looking for a quality daycare facility,